Lesson 6. Talking about a busy workload. Hey, David, you look swamped today. Everything all right?
Hey, Nina. Yeah, just juggling multiple deadlines this week. I've got 3 reports due and 2 client calls tomorrow.
That's a lot. Have you spoken to Mark about rescheduling anything?
Not yet. I'm trying to power through, but honestly, it's starting to feel overwhelming.
Maybe you should prioritize and ask for a deadline extension. Want me to help with the data slides?
That would be amazing, actually. I'll talk to Mark after lunch and see what can be moved.
Sounds good. Don't burn yourself out. This audio belongs to Global Speak Institute. Lesson 12. Handling conflict at work. Hey, Mark. Can we talk for a minute about the client presentation yesterday?
Sure. Is something bothering you?
A little. I felt like I wasn't given the chance to explain my part before we moved on.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I was trying to stay on schedule, but I see your point.
I understand timing is important, but maybe next time we can agree on signals or cues so we don't cut each other off.
That sounds fair. I'll make sure to check in during the next presentation. Thanks for bringing it up.
I appreciate that. I just want our team to be aligned.
I agree, Rachel. Communication is key, especially during presentations. Maybe we can have a quick prep meeting next time to clarify roles and timing.
This audio belongs to Global Speak Institute.
Lesson 21. Negotiating a deadline. Can we get the final report by Friday?
Friday might be a bit tight. We still need to finalize the survey results and get input from the marketing team.
I see. Is there a specific reason for the delay?
Yes, the survey response rate was lower than expected, so we extended the deadline by 2 days. Also, the marketing team requested a brief analysis section, which takes extra time.
That makes sense. What timeline would be more realistic?
Would next Tuesday work? That gives us time to polish the analysis, incorporate the marketing input, and double-check the data.
That sounds reasonable. Let's move the deadline to Tuesday then.
Thank you, Liam. I'll send you a brief update every day to keep things on track.
This audio belongs to Global Speak Institute.
Lesson 47. Talking about future trends in your industry. Hey, Tom, have you noticed how fast things are changing in our field?
Definitely. Especially with AI and automation reshaping so many processes.
I agree. I think data literacy will become a must-have skill for everyone.
That's true. Also, I see a big shift toward remote-first companies and flexible work models. Absolutely. Staying ahead of these trends is key to staying relevant.
That's why I'm taking a course on sustainable design this month.
Smart move. I'm looking into certifications in AI ethics.
I also think the integration of augmented reality will transform customer experiences.
Good point. Virtual and augmented reality can create immersive training and marketing opportunities.
Plus, there's growing emphasis on mental health support in the workplace. Companies that prioritize this will attract top talent.
This audio belongs to Global Speak Institute.